Yes, I tell you now that I made a vow. I'm giving you the best that I got.
Perfect time of year for giving, family, friends. And what about flexible giving accounts? Let's get more on that. Daniel Rashke is CEO at TASC, Total Administrative Services Corporation, chairman of the not-for-profit The Greater Give. He joins us on the phone from Madison, Wisconsin. Daniel, good to have you here with Pim and myself. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing, and especially at this time of year.
Yeah, thanks, Carol. And Pim, glad to be here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
The Greater Give, you can learn a little bit more about it at thegreatergive.org. But what we're trying to do is create an environment that encourages and incentivizes for the purpose of increased giving by getting the employer and the employee more engaged. And we do that through a multiple of ways.
Well, let's talk maybe just for a second about the environment in which giving and the nonprofits and so on have to operate. What do you expect for 2018? And is there a response, at least related to, let's say, maybe pre-tax dollars, is there a response that you believe is viable?
Yeah, so a couple of things. Over time, giving trends by the number of donors has declined, and that's a concern overall. And then if the current tax reform is going to look at doubling the standard deduction and thus take away some of the incentives for giving as it relates to itemize, there's even a deeper concern. There's a recent think tank who determined that if the reforms were to pass, that charitable giving would drop between 12 and 20 billion. In 2018. That's a B billion. So that's pretty substantial. And if we continue to have donor participation drop, I think sustainability is a concern.
Wow. And it's interesting because I feel like we're in an environment where more and more individuals and investors want to invest in things that make a difference. And I would think that they would want to continue to do charitable giving that makes a difference. But I guess ultimately it's down to tax policy and finances, huh?
Yeah, I agree, Carol. In fact, your guest the other day, she's the president of a donor advised fund, and she illustrated nicely that tax incentives will drive giving. So your higher net worth people, they might give for the deduction, they might give because now they've got gains in their stocks and they want to not pay tax on those gains, and then they might give now because they know the tax rates are going down. The dilemma is that doesn't permeate down to the everyday philanthropist, the W-2 wage earner out there. So by doing a pre-tax payroll deduction, we're going to create an environment where it's a shared responsibility. The employer now has a reason to lean in and embed giving into the corporate environment, and then the employee will lean in for giving because when you do it through a payroll deduction, you're going to save payroll taxes as well as on individual side income taxes.
So, Daniel, where are you in this effort to create these flexible giving accounts?
Well, we're pretty excited. On the website I mentioned, thegreatergive.org, one could see the outline of what the legislation is. But right now, a bill is being drafted. It's in legislative council. It hasn't come out yet. There's a couple tweaks and some questions being answered, so I can't speak to any specifics there. But it's gaining a lot of traction on both sides of the aisle, which is really positive. And it's going to be introduced as a standalone bill, but as past practice showed us in other similar scenarios, it's possible that it could get placed right into Tax Reform Act. Not promising anything, but I think it's an opportune time to try to get this done.
I love this idea, though, that it's just like a health savings account or flexible spending account or commuter account, if you will. And if you've got employers doing it and it's just kind of tapped out of your pre-tax dollars. I mean, I think it's a great idea. Tell me about the momentum. Are you seeing more companies willing to do this?
Yes, we are. A lot of employers, we're very fortunate, they have corporate responsibility programs, and then within it, they'll create environments to run campaigns. The dilemma sometimes is that's only in your larger employers. So if you go down market, you're going to reach a much larger workforce. So there's about 135 million employees in this country, and you go to those consumer-directed accounts that you mentioned, there's about 100 million plus that participate in those accounts. So we think that the pre-tax giving program, when it's embedded into that environment, will drive participation up considerably, especially in that down market employer, you know, where you might be small to mid market, mm-hmm. and especially in that your middle class, your people making that under 100,000 or in that mid range of income.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating.
No, I'm just going to say that it'll be interesting to see whether this actually gets passed in Congress, given the current tax overhaul environment.
Right. It sounds like a good thing, though. That's for sure. Right, Pim?
Yes. All right. Daniel Raschke, thank you very much for joining us. He is the chief executive of TASC, that is a shorthand for Total Administrative Services Corp, and chairman of the Greater Give. They're based in Madison, Wisconsin.